Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, Greg is going to take a trip to the desert island, pop a quarter in the jukebox, and we'll review new music from MGMT.
That's later in the show, Jim, but first we're going to talk to Sir the Baptist, an artist who has an interesting background, came up, raised as a preacher's son, went into hip-hop, now is finding a way to combine the two in innovative ways.
Bottles popped, and it feels like heaven. Windows seat to the top, I want to see my angel on my side, man, it feels just like heaven, feels like Mike Jack went moonwalking, never came back. Prince met the king, Aaliyah sent four pages back. Afeni with Pac, he never scattered. Paul Walker found it behind the pedal. And just like Nate Dogg, a pretty Lord, let all my dogs go to heaven. Whether you working 9 to 5 or you try.
That's a little bit of Sir the Baptist. Jim, an artist who, the first time I saw him, he'd left an indelible impression. I don't think I'll ever forget the first time I saw Sir the Baptist perform. He did part of the show singing out of a casket. And it wasn't kind of a shticky, goofy Halloween thing.
It was not Screaming Jay Hawkins.
No, it was an illustration. There'd been a lot of gun violence in Chicago. He grew up on the South Side. This is his way of sort of drawing attention to this issue of gun violence and what it could really mean. And I think his way of saying, you know, this could happen to any of us, and it could happen at any time, especially if you're a young African-American male in Chicago. Your death could be waiting for you at any moment. You have to be ready for it. He grew up as a preacher's son on the South Side of Chicago in the Bronzeville neighborhood, a very famous neighborhood, an incubator of Chicago talent for a century. Then went on to work at an ad agency. He started recording some hip-hop that he felt was, an attempt to, become commercially successful as opposed to artistically successful. He had sort of a shift in thinking while living out of his car. He was a Lyft driver in Chicago and essentially living and recording music in his car for a period of several months, and had a transformation about what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. Sir came into our studios to perform music from his debut album from last year, Saint or Sinner. It was one of our favorite albums of the year. Now, he was born William James Stokes, but he suggested that we call him Sir.
Well, we're friends. We're all friends.
Sir was joined by a large band, which included his niece, vocalist Crystal Harris.
Yeah, one of the biggest bands we've ever had on Sound Opinions, Greg, and also one of the most charismatic performers. We started our conversation with Sir by asking about the unconventional way his Lyft customers were worked into his first recording.
I actually did my first song, Raise Hell, in the Lyft. And I just drove around and got all these guys and was like, hey, jump in and sing this song. And they would jump in this minivan and sing the song. And then I'll go to the next person. Mm-hmm. So that's how I built the choir while recording. I was recording in my car.
I won't have it when I die, but there's this one thing that I can't seem to change. This is my bad habit. You 9 to 5 and I've been there trapping. Worried even nerds trap. We call that Inspector Gadget. When no scenes speak, that's magic in your blood. That's that magic you've been living just to keep up. But tonight we about to turn up. Mama say she gonna lose me. Yeah, she pray the angels out on duty. Preacher can't even.
Well, so you turn your Lyft cab into a mobile studio, basically.
Yeah.
You start your career there. And you found your voice, too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there like a light bulb moment, like this is what I need to be? How did you sort of come to this?
I had a hard time piecing together my musical influences. So like when an elderly woman would get in the car, I would play my stuff that I did with Lee Musiker. And then when one of the homies would get in the car, I would play a song that I did back up for Chance, or I'm doing something else for somebody else. And it was my opportunity to refine and define who I was, because everybody that got in the car, I wanted to reach.
Forgive me, but you look familiar. Rhyme queen, mean chick, team up, bad shit, real bad advice, can't fool me twice. Forgive me, but you look familiar.
So here we have
Sir the Baptist and 11 or so fellow musicians. This is great.
Yeah, small team this time.
The small band, the stripped down band. This could be exciting.
A large ensemble with Sir the Baptist, and I think people would love to hear you and the band play something.
Yeah, play us in.
Sweet. So I'll play you in with my dad's first sermon that I decided to take and change into a hip-hop sermon. This is called What We Got.
I could be anything I want to be. The little engine in the hood, yeah. If I could show you anything,
yes, sir.
I would show you that my hood was once so good. See this rap again? Propaganda, got my youngins throwing tantrums, packing bags, packing chimneys, and I ain't really talking Santa. We rarely see white beards, they usually die before 15. World star, dying over what they favorite rapper will claim. Sweet Chris,
I know we ain't got much.
I know we ain't got much.
Let's go forward what we got.
Let's go forward what we got.
Whether it's the whip or the bus.
Whether it's a whip or the bus.
Yeah, let's go forward what we got.
Go forward what you got.
She said, well, maybe you should save up your pennies. I say, no, I see Bentleys ratting in something pretty. She say, maybe you should name your hoodie Bentley. I'm doing donuts and a limit on the spec. Yeah, trapping for what I ain't got. Grateful and down the shack, cause it ain't no fun if the homies can't come. So we pack like sardines, Bishop Ford just chasing drinks. So
don't know we ain't got more.
Let's go forward with what we got.
You got it.
Whether it's the way or part of a let's go forward with what we got.
Cause if we're faithful.
If I'm faithful, all the little things, yeah. But the Lord will give me more.
This is what we got.
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 What we got.
See my pop drove Bishop Ford. Uncle drove Jeff Ford. Nephew ran with Zaza, transmission gone. Freshman Jeffrey and Marcus shoes on. Patent leather Concord, telling the kids it's from the Jordan song. Sorry, John, I saw those Jordans for lunch money. I was wearing Stacey Adams, looking hella Easter Sunday. Kissing with Sunday's wonder. When you make it, they act wonder. Wanna know your true friend? That's my Aretha Franklin. That's Aretha Franklin right there.
Can I get a witness?
Go ahead. This for the homies, just go hold me down.
This for the homies, just gonna be alright. You know you are.
Yeah, 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 yeah. One more time. This for the homies, just go hold me down.
Tell your story.
This what we got, say.
This what we got.
Hey, this what we got, say. Hey, this what we got.
This what we got.
Yeah, this what we got.
Hip hop tells us, but be careful and be grateful for what you got.
Man, Sir the Baptist. with 10 musicians. Special shout out there to Crystal Harris. Yes. Doing that back and forth the whole time. You guys are having that musical conversation. The song is What We Got.
Yeah.
So, sir, inspired, you said, by your dad. He was a Baptist preacher, yes?
Yeah.
And in what way? What was it about that that you took from him and then added to yourself?
Well, my dad's motto was, let's go forward and use what we got.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a deal, I realized that I would find out my friends based on what I spent. And then I realized, hey, you know what? If we're faithful over the little that we got, because it's not much. They don't give artists much.
No.
Even a few million is not enough. You know?
Critics either, man. Right. I hate that.
But no, and when you get that, you find out who your true friends are. And that's why I say, if you want to find out your true friends, act like you ain't got money.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that some people are here for the money instead of sowing a seed and to change a culture and to possibly make history.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so blinded by the chains, the cars, or mansions, or just livelihood, that it's impossible for them to be the creatives that they need to be in order to shape our culture. Because we're missing the Frank Sinatras, the Dean Martins, the Sammy Davis Jr.'s of this time.
Mm.
I feel like.
You grew up with not a lot of money, right?
Right.
Huge family, 22 kids, is that right?
Yeah, so it's not a lot it's not a lot to share.
Right. You gotta get by on love. Yeah, there ain't much else.
Absolutely, absolutely. You gotta pass the plate and not the offering plate, but when you're done, you know, share.
The macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Right. I gotcha. And you started music really young, right? It was a musical household.
Well, the thing is, my dad had more than one set of kids.
Sure.
So that allowed my mom to take care of her seven, and the rest was somebody else's.
But like seven is hard enough.
Yeah, you know? No, seven is hard. Like, you know, especially for someone who, my dad died when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So she was left with the burden of being the mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to pull her weight through that and carry seven kids. And she did it, including the grandbabies and everything.
She sounded like a wonderful person. When I'd spoken to you a while ago, sir, you had mentioned that she asked you to write something when you were 14 that had a big impact on your life.
Yeah, eulogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted you to write your eulogy.
Yeah.
Like what would be said at your funeral.
Yeah, because the most important thing is like the end. If you can just be remembered for 100 years, which isn't a lot, but just 100 years, You've did something, but some of us don't make it in that span. So she wanted me to do something with my life that could contribute to the world instead of focus on just money.
In the song you just performed, What We Got, there's that line, we rarely see white beards, they usually die before 15.
Yeah.
So something like that had real resonance, I would imagine, for a kid that grew up in a neighborhood that had... I think there was great music there, but there was also violence, right?
Yeah.
There you experienced a lot of both.
Absolutely.
If everybody aims and everybody shoots, then who would live to tell it? I mean, who could you tell it to? Cause everybody had the guts to aim and shoot. But who would be the model? Let someone wake up to the truth. He aims for the guy that aims for the sky. Let's pray don't shoot. That it ricocheted instead of split his fade light like park off juice. More blacks have died to a black man gone than a white man news. And if that's not the truth, then they'll wait for the proof. We gotta wake up. We gotta wake up. Can I wake up? Hey! I gotta wake up. Let that boy wake up. Or can she wake up? Hey! Before it's too late. Hey! We gotta wake up.
Huh. Oh, we can change, we can change, we can change, we can change the world.
Yeah, we can. If we try.
We can change, we can change, we can change, we can change the world.
Oh, let's mourn for the ones who died.
When somebody like a Chief Keef celebrates the gangster nihilism and the violence, obviously there is violence in the streets of Chicago, but there are also these communities and families and the church.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a hood. There were four projects surrounding my dad's church, and that's where he lived in Paris. So, like, we would stay upstairs. So I was in the hood, but I really wasn't a part of the hood. because my dad wouldn't let me like go out and play like that. Mm-hmm. I could only play in a yard and everything, and then go back into church. We were in church, what, 7 days a week?
Every day.
Every day, Crystal yeah, says.
Because it was
not entirely smiling, right. As she said. Yeah.
Right, because it was your culture, it was your house, it was your fun, all your friends came there, family. Yeah. It was everything. It was the family business as well. So you had to sweep on Tuesdays and Saturdays to make sure the church was clean and stuff. So I was never a part of that. I think they're speaking from where they come from, you know, and I sympathize with them in certain ways, and others we have to hold ourselves responsible. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to the new trend that's in Chicago, I think I fit right as the hip hop chaplain, you know, because I'm not really focused on how much I can rap or how much I can sing or the lyrics or anything like that in a way that's an art form. My lyrics are mission driven, so it's meant to drive you to a certain place in your life, happiness, peace, family, in a way that's sustainable over time.
I'm proof to heaven, got a ghetto. Just let my youngin' float a pedal when it feels like we're moving, no training wheels. Let them see how I feel, even the fall. Let the boy know we're moving. My deaf brother say, press play. When the seed vibrate, he know we're moving. When them haters try to throw shade, I just turn to Lexa J and tell them, nah, let's just keep it moving. My mama say, an idol mine is the devil workshop. That's why we work hard, cause we addicted to the feeling. See, I'm gonna live my dream until I doze off. That's why I go soft with these lyrics. Every metaphor need its own mission, cause we're moving. I'ma keep it moving. I'ma keep it moving.
You know, what you were mentioning about the message is interesting, because I think, you know, you're infusing it with a lot of the music you grew up with in the church.
Yeah.
And I think one of the big issues with church music for a lot of young people growing up in the hip-hop generation was that it didn't speak to today. It spoke about the afterlife. Well, yeah. I'm living this life now.
Right.
And it seems like you're fusing the idea of hip-hop, of talking about what's happening in the world right now as we live it.
Yeah,
with the music of, you know, the promise, the hope, the optimism of gospel. Was that a conscious decision that you made to fuse those two things? Because normally, I mean, prior to, you know, a few years ago when Kanye and now you and Chance the Rapper and other artists are starting to fuse these styles, it wasn't very common.
Yeah. No, it wasn't common, which is what I was really focused on in the beginning. To make sure that it can become the new cool, because that's a starting point.
Am I a saint of a sinner? Ooh, oh. I don't even know no more.
I don't know.
I don't even know no more.
I don't know.
I don't even know no more.
No, no.
Am I a saint of a sinner?
Ooh, oh.
I don't even know no more.
No, no.
I don't even know no more.
I don't know.
I don't even know no more.
May the Lord bless this last dream. Yeah. Mine stumbles down the street. Yeah. The cops catch these drugs on me, yeah. I pray don't take me to my knee. I pray don't take me to my knee.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I grew up in a church. They had the New Testament and the Old Testament, but not the Now Testament.
Yeah.
If someone is going through a breakup or a divorce, how do you keep your faith through that? Now, that's the thing. Church was, they're not as honest. And it's not that they don't go through it. It's not that they don't drink or party or have fun or whatever. It's just they don't want it to be on their resume.
They're not talking about that stuff.
Right. Yeah. But the thing is, if you told more youth what you did, they would probably think it's not cool. Because then you're my dad. I don't want to go to the strip club. If you've been in the strip club already, no. No, I don't want to do that. You know, like, it's not cool. My dad did this stuff. You know, but it has to be a sharing point. One, because relatability is the first start of relationship, and relationship is the first start to getting you to the end.
Well, hence the name of this album, Saint or Sinner.
Absolutely.
The answer is, well, we're all both, right?
Right. We are. We're human. Yeah. And it was just an opportunity to do great music. And then I realized that I was struggling with the same thing Aretha Franklin was struggling with. Her dad is a pastor.
Yeah. And Mavis Staples. And Mavis Curtis Mayfield.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
An even deeper tradition.
Yeah. If Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
You know, Ray Charles.
Yeah.
I was in a studio with Stevie Wonder. He went through the same thing.
Mm.
Like these people, like it's a serious pull between who you are Monday through Saturday and who you will be on Sunday.
Yeah.
But sure. You need to be the same person, a holistic person. You remember waking up in the middle of the night and, hey, you can give this kid in Africa a dollar. And we never know where it's going. And it's a such thing as a bad investment in a community because, again, sustainability. You know, you can do bad charity.
That's a very Nietzschean view there, Sir the Baptist. charity is not about helping somebody. Mm-hmm. It's about yourself.
Yeah, some people do that. But the only reason why I know that is because I grew up in a church.
Mm.
Anybody that wanted to get in office and they wanted the black vote, they would come through the church.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen the worst deals on the table ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know when she's coming, yeah. Oh, when she's coming, yeah. God is on her way. She's just taking her time. Take your sweet time.
After a short break, we'll continue our conversation with Sir the Baptist. Later, we'll review the latest from MGMT. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Take your sweet time. You spend hours in the mirror. Complexity is what you're made of.